Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Can't get the instant intros in that. The iconic, the legendary, greatest afternoon sportscast in history of New York City Radio. What makes him the greatest of all time? ESPN, Larry, the legend, Hardest, and the iconic Mel Cosell Smith Jr., the man, Little Rooney, Little Telco, who coined the iconic phrase, the sports in definition. I gotta put that in an intro. Sorry to be a little late here. We had plenty of something earlier, and Sports In Depth wrap-up turned out to be SID Late Night. Where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. The Mets are on Fiazaya, as Murray K would say, eight in a row. And man on the mound now is 3-0. Yankees 3-2. Rocking and a rolling. A-Rod, 2 home runs away from the incomparable, legendary, greatest player of all time, Willie Mays. I saw the greatest football player of all time. Football, soccer, the we call. Yesterday, Pelé got a chance to run over, shake his hand real quick. Couldn't talk. Somebody's running. I was running too, really. I should have changed my program and I had intentionally planned it to do it. Hey. Rangers lost yesterday. So that series now is 1-1. Hey, no, let's leave all that in a minute. Let's do what we have to do first before we get to play time. Rangers now with the first game of the series against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Crosby woke up, and according to Mr. Brooks Lawrence, Rangers not doing what they should be doing on the power play goals. They got behind 3-1, made it 3-2, got behind 4-2, made it 4-3. Bottom line, they lost. Islanders reeling and rocking and rolling 2-0. Last time the building's going to be standing that they'll be playing soccer in it. Islands up 2-0 with 2-1 overtime win. Woo! Montreal, they're, hey, Canadians, 3-0 in their series. They're up 3-0. Gee, Zook is Murray Kate with CSA. Hawks over the Nets today, made it close, 99-92, but that don't count. Close only counts in horseshoes. To LeBron James, Ivy Love today. LeBron James is the one guy reminding me of Oscar. The stature, the way he plays the game, some passes. Ivy, high score at 830 points. And we're not saying that Isaiah Lord Thomas, the great Zeke, said that he saw Ivy was up and ready for the game. And he was. Led all scores with 30 points. And they won 113-110 win. 113-100, if I'm correct, against the Boston Celtics. Showing their whereabouts. They're not angry because they have Isaiah Thomas on their team. There's only been one Isaiah Lord Thomas, though. Man, who's been on a dream team, outstanding coach, and one of the greatest players in the league. Again, one of the top 10 guards of all time. Of course, top 7. Oscar's there, George's there, Brace is there, one of those there, the Iceman is there, Tiny is there. I'll tell you what, I put Isaiah Thomas in Magic Johnson. Oh, yeah. Can handle the ball as well as Magic, could pass as well as Magic, had a better jump shot than Magic. Yeah, Magic may have rebounded a little better, but Zeke was just a great, great guard. Sports in the Bronx Talk Radio. Listen to us, so never going to be too long. Late night, where you last, where you first get it right. About some boxing, Lady A. I hope to get her. She's at the studio cutting out some things. So with that, it's time to open Sports in Depth the way we always do. That's for the prayer. Hey, the Tuesday, my brother called. Big fight, Tuesday. And I was talking to a gentleman at the football game yesterday, and I said, you know what? But Tuesday could turn out to be the boxer that we don't know about. The way Heinie Hearns turned out against Ray Leonard, and more importantly, the way Danny Garcia turned out against him. Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio. Let's go in there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to say, look, whatever you're doing, stop. If you're walking, stop. Talking, stop. Take your hats off. Get on your knees. It's time to pay homage to the one and only true God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's prayer time.
Dear Lord,
we thank you for another day. More importantly, Lord, having your will, have your way. Thank you for things always from God. You take the granted. I read some other day and said, you know what? A lot of people think for the granted. People are praying to have. We thank you, Lord, for this morning. Getting up, laughing, laying down. Thank you, Lord, as my mother said, that we've clothed our right mind. As Mother's Day comes up, thank you for those of us, as myself, my blessed. I have been blessed with a great mother, and a great mother has been with us. So, Lord, we ask that your way be our way. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Grace is getting what you don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what you don't, what you do deserve. We thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you, Lord. As the Emo said, he is. Get the blood. The Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us every night, be patient. Forgive us, we have the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In the holy name of Jesus. And your West Covington, and you know, it's April, March, it's that Easter month. Another holiday. From the
Calvary, oh, how you gave your life.
Can't comprehend. Man was designed. Scorned,
crowned your head with thorns. No greater
love.
You
look at the three things that I say, man. First of all, number three, man was not designed to die. Okay, six. Number two, man was designed to work. Then I made it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Number one,
yet you and
man was created to glorify.
I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life, and still I heard you. Lost so many times to find you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You paid it all.
My knees are falling, you paid it all.
They've got three outstanding players on that floor. Ivy, Love, and LeBron. And that's the thing about the playoffs. Because the playoffs is a day in, day in and out playing against elite teams. The Great Wilson Reed, the second season. We played Chicago a little more than we did Lakers here in New York. But in New York, you play Lakers one time. The Clippers won. Clippers are en route. Look at the latest score on that. They were closing out, beating the world champion San Antonio Spurs. And that was the thing. Back in the day, you played the Celtics. You saw Russell and Chamberlain and Oscar and Wes, Elgin Baylor, you know, Chet Walker. Day in and day out. That's why so many teams were ready for the playoffs. I mean, you've been used to playing them. But that's the whole thing about the playoffs is nowadays you play a team in February, you see them another time in March, you see them one time in November, but now you got to play them every day. You got to make adjustments. You got to be able to do that. That would make the Lakers so great because the Lakers could play half court because if they got the rebound, couldn't run, no problem. Take it down. Hey, Kareem, here you go. And I've said this redundantly here. Sports and that blog talk radio on the Trust and Guard Network. I've said this redundantly. You know, how does Kareem's name not come up when you talk about the greatest player ever played this game? Mind-boggling. All-time leading scorer. Okay. The one unstoppable shot, except when he's playing against Will Chamberlain. So, you know, okay. Played 20-something years, and it played elite his whole career. There was no downside to Kareem. And we want to say get well to Kareem, too. Kareem having some health issues, so he's in our prayers. And considered the greatest basketball player high school-wise come out of New York. And when you start centers, okay, it's only three guys, okay? It's him, Russell, or Dipper, not taking them away from McCain or Ewing. Lonzo, but when you talk about the three greatest centers, hey, it's Kareem, it's Russ, and it's Dipper. Russ, 11 championships in 13. Actually, Russ was 11 championships in 12 years because he didn't play after year St. Louis won it. Okay? So look at Russ's numbers. 15 points, 22 rebounds a game. And he didn't shoot the ball. Okay? He didn't shoot the ball. If Russ wanted to shoot the ball, he'd had 20-20. 20 points, 20 rebounds a game. Chamberlain, 30 points, 23 rebounds a game lifetime. 30 points, 23 rebounds career. Holds a record for most of the game, 55. And in a year, that he scored, because people say, well, you know, he scored 50 points a game. Because you're bigger than you can score. Because you're tall. In a year that Chamberlain averaged 50 points a game, he played every minute of every, averaged 48.5 minutes a game. So he played every minute of every game. And he averaged, okay, he averaged 50 points. How many rebounds he averaged? 25. He's getting you 50 points, and he's pulling out 25 rebounds a game. And he's in the hole. And people act like Will Chamberlain played defense. I remember when the Lakers, sports in the Block Talk Radio, and Tustin's going to the network, SID Late Night, where you get last, where you get first, where you're at the doctor, riding solo the night posse. We had some engineering problems and different things, so a lot of the crew is in. Lady A was last night. We talked to her during the week because she had that Matuse part of a fight. She said it was some class, and she reviewed for us the Togolf Chavez fight. Chavez lost, as you know, Amir Khan and Chris Algieri at the Barclays Center May 29th. And Miguel Cotto against David Gill. He will be doing the Puerto Rican thing. This time, he's taking us to the Barclays. That's going to be June 6th, I believe that fight is. He is also joining the Roc Nation. I heard a three-fight, $50 million deal with Roc Nation and Jay-Z and company. They've got some elite people there. Okay? We've got the boxing wise, Kid Chocolate, and I'm just a little taken back by Kid Chocolate's not coming in last week, making the weight. I remember Kid Chocolate in the first fight. In fact, he was on the Cotto card, and I remember going down and catching him at the Times Square gym, not Times Square, Gramercy gym. And I asked him what his name. He said, "Pretty cool." And Kid Chocolate, he said, "You know, he's from Chicago. His wife works for the Day Show. Just had a son." And he talked about. I asked him what his record was. He said, "0-0, and all the knockouts in the world. He's 31-0. This time last week, he was looking at and reviewing the residue of a draw against Andy Lee. Andy Lee, who had the title that Kid gave up." Kid gave up, said some things came up. You know, his said uncle was dying, and there was some family issues. Now, this is what I say. Okay, you fighting not. That's not going to stop an uncle from dying. $1.4 million. I mean, I don't know. People say things, and who else talks about things? They didn't tell me, "Doc, you know, you're talking to your friends." Everybody, but everybody's. Uncle's dying. Okay. Yeah, we're sorry to hear that. And it's funny if my man wants to die. We're not being hard, but he turned down the biggest payday of his career, and the guys behind it, I believe, okay, you turned to Hurdy picked up a half a mil to forfeit the title. Okay, you got a half a mil. So you're missing, what, you know, 1.4, so you're missing $900,000. Taxes and stuff. But I believe the whole score was, okay, you know, give the title, you'll get it back. But you got your chance to get it. You didn't do it. Didn't get a chance to get it back. Got the chance, but didn't get it back. Came in, I think, a pound or something over, got down to 6 ounces, and talked to his friend James, and we talked about the last week. He said, hey, he didn't want to take that six off because had he took the six off that he needed, he wouldn't have been able to fight and would have lost. So he didn't lose. Didn't lose. But he didn't win either. But let me tell you something. A draw. Say what you want. And that nonsense like kissing your sister. Nope, you ain't kissing your sister because it's not a loss. Ain't a W. And a loss. You know what I mean? Getting the ball back and gave him no points. And there was the Peterson-Danny Garcia fight. I thought that fight, I think Peterson, without question, was talking on the phone with Mr. Johnson from the Beacon. None of these guys get with us, too. And Peterson started too late in that fight. Started coming on about the fourth, fifth round. Let's say you get a draw round, you're still 4 rounds behind. Still 4 rounds behind with 7 left to go. Okay, are you gonna sweep 7 in a row? 115-113 were the scores. I know we have those scores for you too. We'll look at them again. And he wound up losing to Danny. I think Danny had a problem. And Lady A gets infuriated when this catchweight stuff. Lately, never fought a catchweight to Rand. That's why Marion Borkin, sports in the block, like really untrusting government. Marion Borkin set out the four guys. Marion B. Borkin, Black Audacious, Brian and Brothers. Salute to Tim Smith now, working with head man of VP Communications at him in boxing. Marion said, what made Duran the best of the Elite Four of any of it? Tommy Hearns, Hadler, himself and Sherry Leonard. And I should ask why he put Benitez in there. But Marion had raised. But, okay, because Duran came with 2 weight classes. Okay, now him and Ray Leonard, I mean, catch a weight. Vegas said, okay, you know what? Hey, we'll fight at 135 on 147. So, we'll fight at 143. Catch a weight. What's that, you know? He said, but the reason why Duran was the best of the four, two reasons. One, he was furthest one away from home and never knew he was lost. I mean, Duran fight anyplace, every place, man. And he came with 2 weight classes. He beat arguably second greatest welterweight of all time. Roger St. James had his timing schedule better. We can have him back on. And he talked about had Tommy Hearns beat Ray Leonard, he would be arguably the second greatest welterweight of all time. Everybody know who the number one welterweight of all time. If you're listening, you want to call in 646-200-0373. Lynn Coyle used to always say, Mel, slow down, you talk too fast, and I'd be around my dear, good party beloved friend, Leroy Neiman. And I listened to Tony Page the other day on Fan. And we want you every day to listen to Larry Hardesty on 98.7 ESPN Radio. Larry has a nightly show. And Tony was giving him the number, and he was going so fast I couldn't hear it. I wanted to give him a call. Tony Page, never forget, my Angelo says something. You know, you forget what people say about you. You forget what people did to you. But you never forget how people make you feel. I remember it was Tony Page who called me, Art Russ Jr., my third mentor, my final mentor, and my second great mentor of the three. They're all late now. Frank Bannister, Hal Jackson, Jackie Robinson Radio, Art Russ Jr., the man who started Sports Talk Radio. Maybe you would say that Art Russ is the Ali of sportscaster, and Hal Jackson was the Joe Louis, okay? And Frank Bannister was the guy that came on in there, one of the stars. Larry Hardesty would be, I would say, because Hal also was a Jackie Robinson, okay? And since maybe Larry would be the Joe Louis for his longevity. Yeah, as the African-American sportscaster, yeah, longevity. Or a guy that was there, Joe Louis, longest tenure. And the first, number one, career's a welterweight of all time, Walker Smith Jr., and you boxers people know, that's Sugar Ray Robinson. Yeah. And just looking back, I had a quick thought to chat through, looking back at what Roger said about Tommy and, Ray Leonard. Man, got a chance to see Ray briefly for a minute. I got to yesterday, a quick minute with Filet. Ray Leonard, the very great fighter of his era. And there were some questions about Ray being selective about who he fought, but Bobby Miles, one of the great promoters too, and one of the most knowledgeable boxing people. Bobby said, hey, you know, Ray wasn't about selection. Ray was fighting who was the best for promoters as well as himself. Paul's going to make money. Ray, Doc Stanley, can Sugar Ray Doc against John Episode? Or is it Sugar Ray Doc against Nate B. Baseball? Nate B. Baseball makes more. That's the fight you want. Dollars and cents. You fight in boxing for two things, a championship and for money. And going back to the kid, I was just a little disappointed that he didn't make the weight. He didn't make the weight. And I just didn't kind of understand that. And I'm thinking, man, you got a strength coach, a conditioning coach, and you got a trainer. So everybody got to go. How did that happen? Danny Garcia won the Peterson fight. Like I said, Peterson came on just a little too late. And I thought, too, that even though it was a non-title fight, and Peterson had his title stripped. Originally, you were going to have three champions fighting, and only one championship belt was going to be on the line. That was Annie Lee's belt. Then after Kid Charlie couldn't make the weight, that was out the window. So you had three champions fighting and no belt on the line. Andy Lee, I got a chance to talk to him and ask him the impact of my late friend. He always said I was a good friend. Yeah, that Marion Bourque is great. Line. So I miss so much about Marion because he's such an integral part of my life with a blessing. And you know, through others and somebody. Marion used to say, you know, you respect, you went from people of intellect and merit, good people. You know, actually, you know, it's better to have, you know, two or three good people, real people, in your corner than 100 those perpetrating fraud. And Marion had a great line about Emmanuel Stewart. He said, Emmanuel was such a great trainer. He said, at every major fight, Emmanuel Stewart should be in both corners. I'm a little disappointed in my session yesterday, something I could have done and didn't do it. And I remember he said that we were at the Manhattan Center. Emmanuel was there, and I got a chance to let him and Marion talk. I told him that, and he smiled. And Lee said something. About Emmanuel. And I asked him, what was the impact on you know, his career and stuff like that? And he said, I owe him everything. Talked about the bond, the training. I found through one of the writers, and then he get back to me, that Emmanuel used to take Andy to the fights and stuff with him when he would do broadcast other fights. Andy Lee would be there with him. Got the Jack and the Trust and God Sports and Entertainment Artifacts Hall of Fame. You know, it's getting to be that I'm just laying around here. There's so much stuff in here. And Andy was a signature that I wanted so much on this jacket. And I did get him on there. Emmanuel, I think I told the story how I got the Kronk jacket. So I had the jacket. And everything said, oh, Kronk jacket. Most famous boxing gym in the world. because of him. Hello Kitty was the first champion to ever win a title there. Tommy Hearns, most renowned. Mark Breland was the guy, though, that dominated that gym. Emmanuel told me Mark Breland dominated the Kronk gym. 646-200-0373. You want to talk to the doctor, talk about some sports and stuff, and, oh, my goodness, I meant to get that last score for you and got caught up here. See if the Spurs have won. I have to get back on that for you. Spurs against the Clippers. Clippers are winning that game, ready to take a 1-0 lead in the playoffs. I apologize for not having that for you. We'll get it for you before we're up there. We'll get you the updates on that, hopefully. And, yeah, back to that fight. Just surprised that you saw them come in. Peterson lost that fight, starting too late, and probably had the odds against him, as even though it wasn't a title fight, Danny Garcia was seen as a champion. I thought maybe Danny may have hurt his hand. Well, that's a problem making the weight. Lady A is livid with his catch weight nonsense. So we'll see what happens there. Peterson loses to Danny Garcia last week. Kid Chocolate gets a draw, which a fight, though. I thought Kid Chocolate won, which, you know what? With the draw, it takes away the sting of if he had of won the fight and had been fighting for the title, he wouldn't have got it. So, boom. Okay. Fight's coming up, as I told you. Cotto against David Gill for Makoto's middleweight championship at a catchweight. Mir Khan against Chris Algieri at the Barclays Center, May 29th. Cotto should be fighting June 6th, I believe that is. And Matusse against Bravetikov. I may be saying it wrong. Lady A, some fight, went 15 rounds. A lot of people didn't think that fight was going to go 12 rounds. It went 12 rounds. And Matusse was the winner. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., I'll say this about him, which I said thing about Hector Camacho Jr., no way, shape, or form is remotely as great as his father or their fathers. He lost, took a beating, I heard. Sean Porter and Thurman, I heard they're going to be getting together. Al Heyman doing a lot here, putting the boxing back on public TV. Rumor. Well, Tony Page said it on the FAN that the word is that to go to the Pacquiao Mayweather weigh-in will cost you $10. How do you like them apples? Fights will be rumored going to make $500 million. I had heard it was 60-40 split for Mayweather and it was 50-50 in a return. That has not been. So we'll find out about these things down the line. What's happening here, what's happening there. But a lot of fights. Danny Jacobs will be fighting soon. Putting this title on the line, he'll be fighting out of Chicago. The fight's coming up this weekend, either on Friday or Monday. And this Saturday, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Klitschko, William Klitschko, against Bryant Jennings. There'll be press conference on Tuesday. They'll weigh in on Friday. The fight is on Saturday. And he's been champ for 10 years now. Man. This is 2015, since 2005. Whoa. Wish we could go back to 2005. Emmanuel's still with us. A lot of people will. Hey, God is in control and God has a plan. Hats off to the Rock Nation. I say they have Miguel Cotto in the fold now, along with boxing-wise, Kid Chocolate. And also, they have Andre Ward. For record, they have Andre Ward, Kid Chocolate, and Miguel Cotto. Good little say. Not to mention, also baseball-wise, Robinson Cano. If not the best second baseman, well, question one of the best. And Yankees still could use him here. Yankees! Whoa, three-game sweep. Mets, the same thing, eight in a row. I like the GM. Some of the favor that he said, you know, okay, hot start is great. It's just been in the season. People are talking like this is like mid-August, early September. And New York is such a crazy town because they'll, if you're winning, you're talking about, whoa, 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 how good it is. But even more so, if you lose, though, they act like it's, like I said, it's like October 2. I remember so much with two of my good buddies, Dave Righetti, Don Malley, talked about the New York media and a sense of they're never satisfied. You're hitting 372, but you're hitting 306 minutes from this He was scoring 30 points a game, yeah, but he only had out 5 assists. You know, you won your last 7 starts, yeah, but you only had 2 complete games. Always very appealing to him. He took $500,000 less, okay, not to come to New York. Subject his family to New York and the media. I remember Jeff Kent with the Mets. I'm sure how he got it back then. Jeff said to the guy over there, hey, you know what? I don't mind the stuff you read, but my family has to read that. Wow. Sports and Depth, Pop Talk Radio. I trust in God's good work. Maybe we can get some updates for you on that Sports Depth. Let me find out. Don't anybody move. Miles Dewey Davis. Here's something Miles said from this album, Kind of Blue. The music was said it was just beyond description. Paul Chambers was on bass. Billy Joe Jones was the man on the drums. Paul Chambers. On the bass. Chris Brown on piano. And on Miles Dewey. And on the tenor saxophone. And they had another saxophone player. It was two saxophones, Al Solo, Cannonball Adderley. Don't get any better than that. I know when their home opener through this, they'll be playing. And this home game will be playing on Coney Island. It's kind of amazing. And that Block Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. And look at getting some things here. The Blues have a trail. The Blues will beat the Blazers. They won 186. And Clippers beat the Spurs 107-92. CP3 and Blazers. The Clippers against the world champions. Another 100 points. And a 107-92 win at home. Grizzlies beat the Blazers. And here's the Olympics. I got some. People have you fully signed to the info? The scoop on you here. And it's true. Tim Tebow was headed back in that zone. That's a 2-year other league, thanks to Chip Kelly's willingness to take his risk. The Eagles will sign Tebow on Monday, according to a report from Mitch Gaser. Wow. Let's bring this real quick. Here we go.
With Tebow's quarterback coach Tom House and are convinced he's improved a lot. If he hasn't, no harm, no foul, as they have a roster spot. We will have a social reaction to that later on in the show, but for now, back to you guys in the studio.
There it is.
Thank you very much.
Quickly,
your
wow.
I love that better spot. Very true.
You know, the thing with Chip Kelly, and it seemed that Chip is trying to validate and also put out there the fact that the Eagles win because of the system that's been induced by him. It's not the players in the system. It's the coach who puts the players in the system. Now, look at this team. Knowles is gone. Now, he supposedly was a starting quarterback and he supplanted Bill Vick, Michael Vick. Vick is gone. Knowles is gone. They re-signed. Yeah, I just thought about this, too. That's Tebow and Mark Sanchez back together again. As much as the faders say, how do you like them apples? Wow. Tebow and Mark Sanchez back together again. There's that final for the Clippers. Beat the world champion Spurs 107-92. Portland was routed by the Grizzlies. The Cavaliers. One big at home against the Boston Celtics. And as we told you, the Nets lost against the Hawks. Rangers lost yesterday. They're off to Pittsburgh. Crosby woke up, 2 goals. More importantly, maybe they're not getting it done on the power play. And that's where he's supposed to get it done. Came back trail by two goals, cut that to one. Trail by two goals again, cut that to one again, 4-3. Loss. And so it's 1-1. They'll be back here regardless of what happens in Pittsburgh. Back here on the 24th. They'll be back here Friday. By that time, they will be either have even the series up as well, they could be ready to close it out if they can win the two games there. If they're not ready to close out, they can split like Pittsburgh did here. They'll come home looking to take the lead, 3-2. If they win the two there, they'll be looking to close it out. And if Pittsburgh wins the two, they'll be looking to not get closed out. All the scenarios are in the mix. But the big thing is by winning that first game at home, they assured themselves of coming back home to handle whatever situation will come about. You got to see how they play, power play-wise. Mets smoking 8 straight. And, wow, they have Hurler again today. You know who he was out there, the Dark Knight, 3-0. In all the games you win in April, they count in September and October. You know, W is a W. Sports Internet, Blog Talk Radio, the Trust and Cover Network, Jock Stanley, SID Late Night. We get it last, we get it first, get it right, and we are going to get you some more sports. As I told you, the Clippers. One, good to see Doc Rivers and his crew doing well. Golden State Warriors also wins today, and things are rocking and rolling. Sports in Depth, SID Late Night, where you get it last, where you get it first, where you get it right. Late Night Scrabble Sportscaster, Doc Stanley. Takes to the airways once again with his renowned resident radio show, the award-winning Sports in Depth. Doc Stanley was iconic posse, Lady A, The Hoopster, GW Mike, Jumpside Jonesy, Double Bow, Harold Weston, Dusty, H. Fred Brown X, Jr., Nate B. Baseball, Burger, Pittsburgh, E-A-A-K, E. Wonder, The Cisco Kid, A.A. Muscles, Jumpside Jonesy, The Wingman, A.K.A. Cincinnati Sea Wings, 401, and intro by the late, great Mel Smith Jr. Sports in Depth is an in-depth, informative, educational, historical look at the world of sports on this revered, famed, legendary, award-winning radio show. Diversion from both a daily and historical perspective, bringing to both an in-depth look and perspective not only on the sports of our times, but too of the players and performers of the said events, both now and of yesteryear. Sports in Depth, a.k.a. SID, in this case, SID Late Night, also brings us the unique strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because that it takes God-given raw talent and conditioning. It too takes a blessed mind, fueled with passion, determination, intellect, and, you listening, right? Okay, intellect, good, you know? Not just athletics, because it takes God-given talent, raw talent, conditioning, and to bless the mind through with passion, determined intellect, and a belief of competing and accomplishment. And with the in-depth knowledge of our diverse intellect posse here, sports in depth is, too, the world in depth. And we just want to God bless you all for joining us. Thanks for joining us. And remember, always here, we always rope the rumors, hog tie the issues, and brand the truth. Sports in depth. Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and God Internet, SID Late Night, where you get last, where you get first, where you get right. And most of the favorites have won in this beginning round of the playoffs. Wow, Knicks played well. But if you don't lose, if you don't win, and you lose, you haven't played well enough. Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and God Radio Network. Let's run to that for you one more time. Hawks beat the Nets. Cavaliers beat the Celtics. Clippers beat the Spurs. Grizzlies beat the Hawks. Islanders 2-0 lead. They win. Those are going to be tore down. And they're playing their last series there. Montreal's up 3-7. But for me, fight this the week now. Last week you had Houston, Red Hawk, last week. This week, you had the big fight at the Marcus Center. This week, and that's the goodbye. Right, Kenny, you hit shot. The weekend is gone. But this week, and the start. fight last week. Andre Broner was there. And there's rumors about, well, I think there's a rumor about him and Sean Porter, but Porter, I heard, already said by somebody else. He told you, Mia Khan, Chris Algieri, Long Island. You know, me and Chris Algieri attended the same college at the same time, but we both graduates from NYIT. Last great heavyweight champion of the 20th century and that boxing ever going to see. Linkage-wise, popularity-wise, media-wise, kind of the last. It just ain't going to be. It's like Freddie was in town yesterday. Before him, while him, and after him, there should be nobody greater than Pelé. That's where the good Lord made it. Same with Willie Mays. There's a chance, okay, that somebody can come along is greater than Michael Jordan. Possibility. Ain't the case. There's three guys that ain't the case with. Four guys. Pelé, Willie Mays, Ali, okay? Ain't nobody come along being greater than Willie Mays in baseball, Pelé in football, Jim Brown, American football, and Ali in boxing. Ain't going to happen. No, the thing that made Ali and Jim Brown, and where nobody can touch them, they were Mack trucks with the speed and mobility of a Porsche. That's what kills you. You couldn't catch him anyway. So if they stop and you caught them, they were too big and too strong. Too big and too strong. I remember introducing Jim Brown. By the grace of God, because all great and wonderful things come from God. And Howie Evans, the dean of African-American sports, sports writer in general. So me, I send my kind of to icon. Howie Evans, and some others. And we went to spot for the ad. I remember that because Howie, we were at the legendary showman's here in New York City. And a late, great Carl Nesfield, Malcolm X's personal photographer, had an affair up there. And Howie turned to me and said, hey, Mel, you got a car? I said, yeah. I said, can you give me and Jim a ride? You crazy? And I got a little dinner to me, Jim. What's the level of the humbleness? This is what makes the great ones, man, the humbleness. Christ always told us to be humble. Now, you think about it. At any particular time, Jesus Christ could say, hey, Dad, nah, just, you know, no. Or every now and then could say, you know what, just let me let him know. Let him show. Humbleness. And introduced Jim. I told him, you know, you have no idea who stands before you. He's the greatest football player that ever lived. And they asked him a whole lot of questions. And one kid asked him, and I'll never forget it, but I was there, and just, you know, it just added the ability by the grace of God to learn something every day. And he said, of all your records, what are you most proudest of? Jim Brown said, he's a guy who played for 9 years, led the league in rushing 8 of the 9 years, retired as the all-time leading rusher, most touchdowns scored by a running back. They said what Jim Brown did in the movies, as an actor on the screen, was more believable than what he did on the football field. Frank Gifford said he did things that were inherently impossible. And the only reason why you know he did them, because you saw him do it. Jeff Messing told me that Pelé had eyesight, jump at it, better than the average person. And Jim Brown said, what he's most proud of is, I never missed a game. Jim Brown. Sports Internet Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God. Never complain with music for you. Going to go in the studio, give you any updates that may be coming on sports. As we told you right now, Clippers did win that game. That's the first. That's amazing how
swing low, sweet chariot,
San Antonio.
Coming for
it's Sunday music. And that was the thing people feared about Westbrook and KC, that KC was going to make the playoffs, Durant was going to come back, and there was somebody having to play them as a 7 or 8 seed rather than having to make it. Westbrook for my money is MVP. But that was the fit they had. And this is the thing with San Antonio. I mean, the way they're seated, Clippers and San Antonio, I mean, that's a game, a series, though, would be further into the playoffs, not the first round of the playoffs. Sometimes games like that, though, are so beneficial to both teams because you come in and you have to play your best right away. In other words, not that you're not trying to play your best, but you have to be at your best. A game is there. And with that, you're already prepared and focused for the rest of the playoffs. I remember the great Larry Bird, and this was the year after Cleveland had beat Philadelphia a couple of times. Philly had they were able to NBA champions. And they were playing the Celtics, and the game was kind of tough. I thought they would win the series. And Larry Bird was about to go on the floor and said, you know, this is all Philadelphia's fault. Cleveland was a scrub team, but energized, psychologically lifted, being able to beat the Sixers. And that was huge. Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Justin Garvin Network. We're going to run in the studio for a minute, get you some latest sports updates, so don't anybody move. I'll be right back. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Justin Garvin Network. And we're going to do it. We're going to play my man Herbie Lee. Be right back. Come on. Sports and Depth. SID Late Night. We're going to get it first. We're going to get it last. We're going to get it right. Thank you. back. It's Sports Net Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Radio Network. And just a box review for you. As you know, yesterday, well, it's Saturday night now, but Tuesday, I met a cross and in Memphis. Decision winner, Lady A said that he inflicted a lot of pain, tremendous boxing lesson. The old 1-2, off the 1-2, he worked the jab. Off the 1-2, he worked the hook to the body. Off the old 1-2, he went to the body. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. will never be the same class as his dad, and that's for a host of reasons. Starting with the talent, the lack of seriousness of his retirement. He took a beating and a loss, his third of his career. Sean Porter and Thurston Herrmann are both going to get together. Who are getting together? Amir Khan, Chris Algier, May Queen Lance at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And that same Barclays Center, meeting in Sweden, Martin, Puerto Rican Bay Weekend and Heritage Week, Miguel Cook. First on that fight, he won championships of four different divisions. He will fight David Gill, the former middleweight champion, and he will fight at a catchweight. His middleweight championship belt. As you know, this week, 10 years holding the belt, Bill Klitschko will put it on the line at Madison Square Garden, WSU, USA. Last night, man, it's still with him, but it's still with him. I'm just trying to learn again. Right, Jimmy. You know, Pacquiao Mayweather on May 2nd, he is still in the reach. May 9th, Canelo Alvarez is tripping. It's a lineup. Danny Jacobs from Brooklyn. He'll be fighting this weekend for new middleweight championship belt on the line. That's a good sweet shot. Okay, May 2nd. Boy, Mayweather. Box Stanley, welcome to Blog Talk Radio SID Late Night. First, bring it last. Bring it right. And always, we have to shout out to our number one listener, Rosie. And also, the greatest, the number one athlete in history of Brazil. Blay was in town yesterday. Briefly, ran over, shook his hand. We were both running. He was in town, and we just always want to take time out to say hi to Rosie, the country who's won the most World Cups. Pele, youngest man to ever score a goal in World Cup play, youngest player ever on a World Cup team, only player to be on a World Cup team three times. The great Pele. Oh, Rosie, your daughter. You know, you can't understand. Like this lady, what she means to this show and me. I mean, she is our number one listener. And this lady is in Brazil. The lady who's just learning the English language. But she's here. Enjoys the music. So we're going to play a couple of songs just for you, Rosie, before we close out. And, I mean, this lady, you know, there are people, you know, friends. I'm taken back by today's society where the lack of communication that is not conveyed with so many avenues of communication. People who don't call back. And some of you would tell me, you know, you called, but I didn't know whose number it was. Now, if you are a friend, brother, you should know the number. What matter? What does it matter whose number it was? It's not like you pick the phone, you're going to get the Z. If somebody's taking the time out to give you a call, pick it up. So you won a prize. No, the people, I asked my good buddy Roberto, I said, you know what? Here's a question for you. And here's a question I'm going to pose all of you now. Who would you call that had to pick the phone up at any time in your life? They got to pick the phone up. Who could you call? And they, number one, would be there, okay, and answer the call, all right, or get back to you. But who could you call if your life is there? If they don't pick the phone up, you're gone. If they don't pick the phone up, sayonara. Who could you call? Who could you call that you know they're going to pick the phone up? And here's the other part of the phone call. Here's the truth for the family member. Hello? Yeah, hello. Mel, Doc, yeah. Hey, man, everything okay? You all right? Yeah, I'm all right. Okay. As opposed to, hey, that was going, hey, man, hey, hey, you know what time it is, man? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Huh? That's the difference with a friend and family member. You know what I mean? Family member, the friend is like, hey, how you doing? Is everything all right? You okay? Hey, okay. All right, fine. As opposed to, hey, man, you know what time it is? Hey, you know what time it is? The one person I know that if I call now, 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the one person I know will always pick up the telephone if I call. And people in our family know that too. They need somebody's number. My mother. And combo, Vivian, Pauline, Howard. I know my mother's going to pick the phone up. That's all. So I call another person's number. Pick it up. My brother too now. I call James. Think about that. That's a good question. Who could you call if you had to call? I had a buddy of mine call the other day. They left a call and didn't leave a message. I remember a friend of mine years ago, Rodwell Dean, Jimmy's godfather, other godfather, great friend, great gentleman. He said a lot of times, you know, he didn't like leaving a message on the answer machine because of the machine. You call on the phone. What's that? You call on the phone. It's a machine. I had a buddy call the other day, and I thought it was a friend, but not, in fact, not that much of a buddy, but did he call, but didn't leave a message. I got to catch myself with that too sometime. You know, and I'll only not do that if I called you at 9:30, call you back at 9:37. I left your message at 9:30, so you got a message. You know, crazy. Well, I like people who you call them and they'll send you email. You call them at 9:30, they'll send you email at 10 o'clock. Yeah, but you might not get home till 11 o'clock at night. It's amazing the lack of communication in the world that's so communication-wise rich. Staggering. Staggering. So, hey, and here's something that, here's something too. You know what? Let's stop the music for a minute. It's amazing. Amazing thing here. You can call on God at any time. That's mind-boggling. You can call on God at any time if you can't get to, at any time. Understand now, as Christ said, I've come not to save the world, but those that the Father has given me. Those that God has, you can call on God any time, and he's always listening. And you got friends and relatives that, and I was saying about Rosie, she knows not only my birthday, she knows my mother's birthday, my sister's birthday, my children's birthday, my grandchildren. There's some people, and I've been blessed as everything positive for me is coming to God. And I try to remember people's birthdays. I mean, yeah, I had a friend of mine, local friend, said, you know, and then now, what about if I'm not married? So you're going to remember my wedding anniversary? I'm not married. What do you remember? So I'm not married, so you can't remember me and my wife's wedding anniversary because we're not married. What about if I have any kids? You can't remember their birthday because I don't have any kids. So, you don't remember birthdays. Rosie knows all of my family's birthday. I know hers. Her daughter knows all of my family's birthday. There were some people I was with that didn't know my birthday. I mean, how do you not know close friend's birthday? I mean, how do you not know your Nomarada, Nomarada's birthday? How do you not know? It's amazing. Charles Barkley and Larry Flint from Muscle Magazine said something. You know, the two most abused words in his language is, and actually in every language, is I love you and friend. George Washington said, you know, you have to devour, digest, examine, conserve, and evaluate people before you give them your trust. Because too often us, the good people, you know, you're thinking they think like you, and often